You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we wrap up the final segment on Monday. We've got more news breaking. Andrew, what has been broken so far and by who?
Adam Schefter is reporting now that the Browns have agreed on a deal with cornerback Tremont Williams.
Tremont Williams. So we've had Randy Starks, the former Miami Dolphin, reported by multiple sources, not confirmed by the Cleveland Browns that he's agreed to a deal. We now have Tremont Williams, potentially broken by Adam Schefter, that he's potentially a brand new Cleveland Brown. And we've got Tim Tebow working out for the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's been a very, very newsworthy day.
I think you just scared Browns fans for about like 1 second there, because you mentioned him with those two guys that are potentially coming to the Browns, and then you mentioned Tim Tebow, little pause, Philadelphia Eagles. So there were some people stopping their cars really quick.
Very good. And we're going to hit our last call for today. We're going to hit Avery and Mentor.
Hey, thanks so much for sneaking me in.
You got it, man.
Real quick, man, I'm thrilled with if that's confirmed about Tremont Williams.
Yes.
Obviously fills a big hole there. My question actually was regarding Randy Starks, who I also love. I just saw confirmed for two years, just under $8 million. I was curious if you think that might alter the first-round strategy as far as needing a nose tackle. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I don't really think it does, because I think that as Andrew and I were talking, you know, during the break, you talk about the age on defense, and I think so. We add Randy Starks, and that's a guy who will fill the middle and fills an immediate need with his veteran experience as a player in the National Football League. But we still need to get some youth via draft.
If anything, potentially, and this is still a big potentially, maybe it limits that possibility that some people have tossed out there with drafting two defensive linemen in the first round. Maybe it eliminates that. It's still, though, I mean, Randy Starks is still got a lot left in the tank. But again, you know, he's a 12-year, they're going on his 13th year. You've still got to get younger at that position. I think that I certainly would. All my mock drafts going forward will still probably have a defensive lineman in the first round.
And I know you wrote a piece on it. I just want to touch on it before we go, because we're on the topic of D-line. How do you come out on John Hughes being extended here and staying in Cleveland Brown?
Well, you know, the term that keeps getting tossed around about John Hughes is that he's an ascending player. And those are the players you want to lock up. You know, you look at his stats, people wonder, why do you extend a guy that's only started 7 career games? But he's a very good player when he's been healthy. I think the last game of the season against the Ravens, he had probably one of the best games of his career. He came back from that injury raring to go, and he's just a good guy. I think that I've heard people kind of – he's just a solid rotational guy to have on that defensive line. He's from Ohio, wants to be here. Incredibly active in the community, but definitely a solid player whose best football is still in front of him. He's only 25 years old, so he's going to get to a point in his career where this is probably not his last contract. Definitely, you know, he's only going to be about 20 or 29 by the end of it. So it's a good move. This is the type of strategy that the Browns want to implement in free agency. Draft your own and keep them before they hit the open market like Hughes would have done next year.
Sure. So in this case, after, again, talking about the Hughes signing, which I think broke at the end of last week, and then the two potential signings with Tremont Williams and Randy Starks, Ray Farmer is basically living out his plan of adding strategically via free agency without overpaying, not being an active player in the first few days, or in this case, the first week of free agency, but then also, too, just really potentially getting some compensatory picks, but also being, as I've said multiple times, the most exciting team in the NFL draft with two number ones and 10 picks overall at this point.
Yeah, you look at these two guys, if these are confirmed by the Browns, Starks was released, so he wouldn't even count toward that compensatory pick strategy. Tremont Williams, though, was an unrestricted free agent, so it would count towards that total. But, you know, it's just it's we'll see next year how much this pays off in the 2016 draft with however many picks the Browns would get if it held out like that. But I think all of us knew, I think there was a lot of people worried this first week of free agency when the Browns weren't landing a lot of big names. It was as if people thought the Browns were going to do anything. But, we knew all along it was going to come. It was just you have to, you know, free agency lasts more than the first few days.
Absolutely. And I think as we've said all along, there's a method to the madness. And I know that the Cleveland Browns fan are very tired of hearing, you know, trust the process. And they have a hard time trusting because of such a revolving door here at general manager on the management side. And then also, too, as a head coach for the Cleveland Browns. And more so than anything, the number one priority remains finding that quarterback, finding that franchise quarterback. And our needs in the draft at this point, you know, having signed Randy Starks, are still defensive line, pass rusher, and wide receiver.
Going to be a lot of new faces just to talk about and discuss once the draft is over with those 10 picks and all the guys that are potentially added over the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. Well, Nathan Zagura, again, will be out all week. It'll be myself tomorrow, I believe, at Andrew Gribble at some point. Jason Gibbs, back from the Galleria, will be holding it down. Want to give out a few thanks. Austin Ward, ESPN.com Big Ten writer, thank you very much to him. Frank Bohl, the godfather of sports broadcasting in Kansas City. Thank you all, Dog Pound Cleveland Browns fans, for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.